information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Vaginal dryness. Time to bring this issue out of a closet. Why is a naturopathic cardiologist talking to you as a male about vaginal dryness? Because it's medical, and it's not sexual. It is a medical issue. Part of when I work my patients up for heart disease, for women and men, we run their hormones, and I ask very standard questions. For men, sex drive, some things like that, muscle tone, abdominal fat. For women, one of the cardinal signs of low estrogen is not just bone loss, but vaginal dryness. And it's a very, very hard for a lot of my patients in their 70s and 80s and even older women to talk about whether they have vaginal dryness. But vaginal dryness leads to a breakdown of the tissue, chronic vaginal infections, what we call fistulas, where that don't even want to go into that, and plus chronic pain, not to mention, of course, painful intercourse if they're active. But what I find is it's become almost this issue that if somebody has a little gray hair, no one wants to ask them whether they have vaginal dryness or not. And I just politely say to them, Holly, I'll say, excuse me, this is a little personal. If you don't think it's any of my business, that's fine. But do you have any vaginal dryness? And every one of them, I've never had it. And I have very religious women. I have single women. I have 70s, 80s, 90s. Every one of them has not been scared to talk about it with me. But I would say 90% never would have brought it up to me, Holly. Never would have brought it up to me.
This is a very serious
medical issue. Now, is that because I'm male?
No. I have the same issue. And you're talking about 70-year-old, 80-year-old. No, I've got 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-olds.
Really?
That won't talk about vaginal dryness. It's almost like you have to kind of tug it out of them. And it's interesting that you say that you sort of quantify. Gosh, sometimes I get it wrong. Either one of those, that it's a personal issue, because I think that might be a little bit of your own sort of reticence because you think it's a personal issue. But to your point, actually, I think you're contradicting yourself because I don't think it's a personal issue. I think it's a medical issue. Okay. And I think that if we are, have this policy. Right. If I'm ever like the leader of a board, which I have been several times, I have this policy that I start my meeting on time. And my theory is that people will come. You know, it's like they'll learn that I don't like do this 6-7-5 minute thing where people linger in. Nope. My whole thing is I will start if the meeting is, I usually start it at 12:01 just to kind of screw with people. But if the meeting is starting at noon, I start the meeting at noon, period. And it's the same thing, I think, with something like this. It's like I just go, straight in with a question. It's almost, I don't know why I'm coming up with all of these analogies, but it's almost like when you have your fee as well. You know, it's like people have taught me in my business management years ago. It's like, hey, if you're proud of your fee and you think it's a fair trade for your service, you tell them your fee with that smile. And if you know that this is a medical issue, I think the most important thing to do is actually, just like your stature and anything else, boom, 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 ask about it. Because it is, it's tissue. It tells us other things that are going on with the body. And it's extremely important.
It is, and it's painful. And because of growing up in certain cultures, whatever it is, it seems like, and I'll say this to all the physicians, and a lot of physicians listen to our show, I'll say, just ask, please. And I've been shocked about, I'll say, well, how long has it gone on? Someone will say 20, 30 years. And I'm like, wow, and part of this is to talk about, is there safe lubricants and alternatives and what we're going to do about that. We'll go into that next. But to all the women out there, any age, vaginal dryness is something that's medical and needs to be treated. And bring it to your physicians if they don't bring it to you. And we're going to challenge all the physicians listening out there that it should be part of any basic intake. See, the funny thing about it, Holly, is if you're a gynecologist, it should be part of your intake. If it's a cardiology, it should be part of your intake because
exactly. That's
hormones. If you're endocrinology, if you're gastroenterology, it might have to do with absorption of nutrients and minerals. That it belongs in everybody's intake. And talk about something, it's so easily treated.
All right. So that's what I was going to say. Let's not leave our listeners hanging because they're like, yes, yes, I have vaginal dryness. What can I do about it? What does it mean? Well, one of the things, you know, I just read this article this morning about another great article about medium chain triglycerides, those found in coconut oil. And coconut oil certainly has a lot of applications, but it's certainly something that you can use vaginally. And it's actually a great way to treat yeast infections, as it contains something that yeast are very, very sensitive to, and that's caprylic acid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works really, really well. It's inert to the body, meaning when it's done, it absorbs in and also gives you medical benefit, keeps the tissues healthy. And if it's strictly a lubrication issue, because women are all individual, and therefore some women are going to make more lubrication than others. There's lots of other factors in there. Coconut oil is fantastic. The other thing is it tends to last throughout intercourse versus having to stop, reload, go back in. It will last through that. And you can also use it if you're not sexually active. You can place it in there and leave it on the tissues just to give them moisture and help them heal. Almost like how you would use aloe on a sunburn. You could use that on vaginal tissues in order to protect them and to allow them to heal.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And the other thing that is really important, as for a lubricant, and when we think about vaginal tissue, I mean, there's a couple things that I want to talk about. Fenugreek. Fenugreek is very estrogenic, okay? So fenugreek tea, it's something that you could use daily to help that. Avena sativa, which is hops, okay? I kind of prescribe this in more of the tincture formula, but once again, very estrogenic. I use that. There are some vaginal suppositories that are great in healing the tissue, vitamin A suppositories, other botanical suppositories. Eclectic has a line called Earth Botanical Harvest of vaginal suppositories that I love. Also, another lubricant that I think is good and healthy is the water-based lubricant. But you want to make sure that they are non-toxic, so paraben-free. And you're thinking about not words like methylparaben, propylparaben, butylparaben, and ethylparaben. Those things we want to make sure that are not in those because parabens, I mean, boy, they can get into your bloodstream. And what are they? They are linked to breast cancer, skin cancer. They are xenoestrogens. Yep, they really, really do. And so you don't want to use a lubricant that is full of these. And basically, parabens, in my understanding, for the most part, help these products have a longer shelf life. And so, you know, you can manufacture them and make them, and that process gets easier and cheaper. But boy, do we pay for it. So we want to look for water-soluble lubricants that are free of those parabens for sure.
Yeah, and they also clog. They're a waxy paraben type of thing. So that's why you see them in makeups. They'll clog and make it stick onto the skin longer. It'll take something that's water-based and make it so it doesn't wear down so fast. I think you go to the coconut oil. Now, the other thing is sometimes you do need hormone for this. You get to a doctor, they can prescribe like a vaginal suppository of estriol, which is one of the safer forms of estrogen. Now, obviously, you need to get the checkup. You need to see if you've had, you know, hysterectomy, cancers and estrogens and how you do. But there's a lot safer forms, in my opinion, of bioidentical hormones like estriol that generally what I'll have a patient do is do it every day, like a CC every day for about 2 weeks, and then go to 3 times a day, and then maybe go to once or twice a week. And that estrogen will peel that tissue. Sometimes we'll put a touch of testosterone in there to help the muscle of the tissue as well. And if you're somebody it's been a while going on, or you have other symptoms of menopause, hot flashes and things like that, you can use this vaginal application of bioidentical and only bioidentical stuff under supervision, and you'll notice a dramatic difference and get those tissues to heal, avoiding again the chronic yeast infections, the chronic vaginitis, fistulas. Ladies out there, this is a real issue. If you have it, get it treated. You will be pleasantly surprised how quickly and efficiently that problem can go away, just helping you avoid a peck of problems. So gals, it is time to take vaginal dryness out of the closet. Any age, anywhere you're at, simple lubrication like coconut oil can be simple to allow it to heal, or to as a lubricant. And if it's a little farther down the road, you get to your doctor and look at these bioidentical vaginal suppositories, because we want you to stay healthy, including your gynecological histories and everything else. And that's how we roll at Radio MD.